satisfied with the looks you got there right after that point?
Yeah, we had to try to attack the zone a little bit more. Obviously, they were trying to, you know, shorten the game up with some zone there, and for the most part, it did the job, but I still think we were able to get some pretty effective looks against it. Some universal stuff, man, Arizona, if they were changing. And really, the difference, first, obviously, was Olynyk. I mean, you can't let a guy come in and have a career night in your own gym. We had to keep trying to find ways to stop him, and we did. But we had two instances where we had a good defensive stop that resulted in a long rebound we didn't get. That hurt us. We also had the game, I think, down to one or two. We had a really key turnover. We didn't turn over a lot, but that turnover was key. You know, and our guys are learning and understanding that when you're elevating your level of play and playing at a higher level, every little thing is going to stand out. You know, this is the best team in our league right now up to this point. And to be able to beat them, you have to minimize your mistakes that you can control. And those are things we could control. And unfortunately, we didn't do a good enough job of it, but like I told the team in there, they'll be ready to control it better come the next game, next year.
I think on the long rebound, you're talking about that Pangos short three.
That was the one. He did a good job on that defensive possession. They had a couple inside-out looks, I believe, and you know, I thought we did a really good job on Pangos. He was a guy that we were worried about because he can break it open in hash form. And our guys did a good job limiting him. But when you do that and you get a miss, you got to get a rebound. I mean, we talked about it ad nauseum, and we did out-rebound them. But a team like that, even if they don't get a lot of them, they're going to capitalize on the ones they get because they're a good team, and that's what they did. And unfortunately, it resulted in us coming up short possession-wise a chance to finish it out, which is unfortunate. But, you know, we'll be better off learning from it once next week comes along.
Mark, how would inside one against, I don't know how often you were freaking, you know, matched up against opening, but how tough is he?
I mean, it was too easy for them. I mean, we let them get easy buckets, and I mean, that's unacceptable, and that's something we take responsibility for, and that's not going to happen again. And we're working on that during practice next week, and then be ready for the next time we play them.
Are you surprised at his, I don't know, his agility for a big guy? I mean, he's not very awkward. He moves pretty fluidly.
I mean, yeah, credit to him. He's a good player. He can move. He can shoot. He can finish inside. And, yeah, he's tough to guard.
Well, you guys, I mean, there was a couple times it seemed like they were ready to maybe make a run on you guys and maybe put some distance, but you guys were able every time to close that gap and to make it close there at the end. What does that say about this team and how far maybe you guys are that you can make a run, withstand the punches from them, and still keep it close?
Yeah, it shows our fight and what we're capable of. And we get a few more stops, a couple more scores, and the result's different. So I think that's something that we really need to keep working on, keep fighting every game, playing our game, playing hard, starting the defensive end.
Did you take an elbow?
Yeah, in the first half.
I saw it. Kevin,
good night for you. I mean, scoring 29 with 2 of 12 threes. Happy? Were they defending you differently on the threes, or were they just one of those nights where it wasn't just
going? I mean, it was. I had some good looks, some clean looks, but I mean, they don't fall sometimes for me. And I mean, I adjusted to it. I was driving a lot more, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's like we got to focus on the win, and we didn't get that. But I'm the key in the offense, and I didn't make as many shots as I should have, and I'll take responsibility for that. Get back in the gym tomorrow and just keep going at it. Oh yeah, we did a good job defensively, but we just got to make sure at the end of the game, like the team said, like Coach said, we gotta make sure we finish possession with rebounds or lose balls, and we didn't get the 50-50 balls, and that's the game right there.
It didn't seem like you guys got let down, but when you do defensively do a good job and they come up short on the three, you see them get the long rebound. What did that take something out of you?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely takes the air out of you because I mean, you guard for 30 seconds, and then. And you get a contest, you get a short shot, and all you do is come up with a rebound, and you don't get it, and then you just it deflates your defense. But that's what we got to keep focusing on, is making sure we finish projection with a rebound.
Kerry, I came in here late, so you may have already addressed this, but 7 for 23 on threes. Sort of hoping you get a few more of those.
Oh, yeah, it's about where we're shooting 24 threes a game, so I'm disappointed in that because I thought outside of maybe two of them, they were pretty good shots from within the offense, especially.